I do not reason with truth. How true that is. I do not reason with truth. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I do not reason with truth. Why is it I do not reason with truth? Well, truth is a fact, a reality. Truth is that which stands upon itself. Truth is that which has no argument. I was enjoying a wonderful email from one of our students, and the student was telling how she was working with one of the people that she's called upon to work with. And these people are people who have great needs, great pain, great problems, and they call upon her as a nurse to come and work with them, as a person to come and help them out of their dilemma. Well, reading just a few from her notes here, she said, "The other evening I had an emergency call from a sparkly lady I had never met before. And when I put my hands on her irritated belly, over her hands, she started to talk about God, how she called him for help, and that he sent me as an angel." Me? Now, a good start for asking her where she thinks God is. She replied, "Up in heaven." I asked her, "What about the idea God is within you, within everybody and everything?" She looked at me startled for a while, then she smiled and said, "Yes, you are right. This is the place that, the most place that some, since sometimes when I pray to God, I hear him, and it is a feeling I get in my heart to calm down and to trust." I told her the story about the three gods who were out fishing together, and they were having a discussion as to where they were going to hide man's divinity, where they were going to hide their presence for man. And one said, "Up in the sky," and the other said, "No, surely they will find him there." And the other said, "Well, down in the earth." And the other said, "No, surely they will find him there." And the other god said, "Well, let's hide man's divinity. Let's hide ourselves right deep inside of man himself, for there he'll surely not look. And it would not be so easy for him to find us there. Because once they find us there, then surely they will dwell with us." She was totally involved in listening, discussing, contemplating, and completely forgetting why she had called an angel to come and visit her. Then I stood up and said, "Now, all is in divine order with you and your body. Have a good sleep." Then she got up from her bed to open the door for me, happily realizing that she felt whole and perfect. On my way home, it was a 22-minute drive, I sang uplifted, "I am God. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," and so on. I felt that I gave myself a gift. This is my attitude. This is the attitude I train to have for all things I do in life. How wonderful it would be if each one of us were able to train ourselves to do this, to find out where God dwells, where God lives, where the presence is in each of us. And when we find where the presence of our divinity is within each one of us, then we can begin to turn to that presence, to claim that presence, to experience that presence, and know that we are God, and that God is all, and that insofar as this is true, we can bring this forth into our life and into our experience every moment of our life. Is this something that you would like to do? Is this something that you would like to have? Is this something that you would like to be? If it is, it's just a matter of turning within and saying, "I know that I know that I know God in me, is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me, is the answer. I know that I know that I know anything that I choose to know. The infinite in me reveals in me that which I am. As we look in this manner, as we think in this manner, as we live in this manner, all of the world opens up for us in beautiful, fabulous ways, and all of our life is fulfilled. I do not reason with truth. I do not reason with the truth that the divine is in me. I do not reason with the divine is in everyone, equally, totally present. And that as I call upon this divine within me, as I expect and express it wherever and in every circumstance that I am, then the divine in me guides me, directs me, upholds me, is me, and I think the right thoughts, I speak the right words, and I do not reason with the truth, for the truth is always there, revealing itself to me in its fullness, in its perfection, and its allness. Is this something that you would like to experience? Is this something that you would like to be? Then start today. Start today making it a practice to go within to that divine self that you are. And going within, letting that divine self that you are reveal itself in and through you in the allness that you are. As you do this, as you do this and let this be your reality, then whatever it is that you would like to experience, whatever it is that you would like to be, whatever it is, in whatever direction you would like to go, then that is the direction that you go. That is the direction that you move your heart, your mind, and your soul. You move your inner wisdom to listening. Oh, we do listen to beautiful music. We do listen to beautiful poetry and beautiful rhetoric. We do listen to beautiful words and beautiful thoughts. We do listen to the tender touch of our loved ones. We do listen to the tender touch of those who would make us feel better and make us recognize that we are already perfect. We do appreciate those simple, wonderful things. But when we know that each of them is God expressing in us, as us, through us, when we recognize that the tender touch is the hand of God touching us, the hand of our divinity from within ourselves, when we hear a gentle word, it is the word of God within us, reflected through a voice perhaps outside of us, but that too is within us. For everything that we are within, we see in the world about us. And if we are beautiful, harmonious, happy persons, we see that in the world about us. And we cannot reason with such truth. We can only accept it, enjoy it, and delight in it, and thrill in it every moment of our life. So take the wonderful thoughts that this beautiful nurse had, and on my way home, it was a 22-minute drive, I sang, uplifted, I am God, God I am God, God I am God, God I am God, God I am. Sing those beautiful words to yourself. Let your voice be like a melody from the divine within you floating out into your presence, into your world. Say I like me. Say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Give yourself a gift. This is the attitude to train to have for all things that you do in your life. It's a wonderful world when we take charge of ourselves, when we go to the source within ourselves, when we do not reason with the truth that reveals itself in and through us, but we just live it, delight in it, enjoy it, and are it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.